Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. To God be the glory. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. At this time, I will say a short prayer. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here, by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God is worthy.
Praise be to God. God, my rock, I bless your name. You reign over all. You stand strong and tower high like a mountain of rock jutting up from the earth's surface. You are not swayed or moved when storms come. Upon the strength of who you are, I find a firm foundation to build my life. You provided my salvation and the stability of my time. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory.
That he would wear. Is he tall or is he short? Does he like jazz or contact sports? And what would be his favorite TV show? Sometimes I wonder what he drive, or would he go green and ride a bike? These are all the questions I would want to know. What would he do to pass the day? Does he like to read? Does he like to play? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? If Jesus walked the earth today, sometimes I wonder what he'd say. Would he lend a hand to help his fellow man? Would he prioritize his day to get down on his knees and pray? Simply tell the Father thank you. And even with the 9-to-5, would it keep him from the house of God? 'Cause he's trying hard to gain a little more. Would he be afraid or too uptight, or just ashamed to share his life? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? Some will ever see, and you're the only words of life some will ever need. So let them see in you the one in whom is all they'll ever need. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. Jesus, do you're the hands and feet of Christ. You want to know
just like you. So what will Jesus do?
El Bethel, I know that you can do all things and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. You have revealed your power and your strength in countless ways. The heavens tell of your glory. The skies display your marvelous craftsmanship. Day after day, they continue to speak, and at night, they make you known. They speak without a word, and their voice is silent in the sky. Yet their message goes out to all of us on the earth. For since the creation of the world, your invisible attributes, your eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made. You have revealed yourself to all of us, El Bethel, and I give you praise for who you are. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Belongs to you. Belongs.
Amen. Praise be to God. El Roi, which means the God who sees me. In Genesis 16:13 in the NIV, Hagar gave this name to the Lord who spoke to her. You are the God who sees me, El Roi. For she said, I have now seen the one who sees me. Amen. El Roi, through this great name, you reveal your heart in a uniquely powerful way. In this name, you remind us that you see us as individuals. You see, and thus you know. When you saw Abraham on the mountaintop and witnessed his trust in you, you provided a ram as Jehovah Jireh, likewise as El Roi. You see where I am, and you respond. Because you see me, I know that I am truly known. To be known by you, to not be forgotten, is one of my greatest needs. So this name comforts me greatly. I praise you because you are not a distant God who sits far off, isolated from those you have made. Instead, you see me, you are with me, and you care. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection, all to the glory of God.
All to the glory of God. All to the glory of God. In all that we do, no matter where we are, belongs to him in the fullness of his blessing. Nothing is possible without God. We come to know his mercy, all the gold, for as far as the eye can see, he owns the cattle on a thousand hills. His love knows no bounds, his goodness always true, and he's coming in the clouds to restore our souls. And do all the glory
and he deserves all the praise and all the honor. Lift up your holy hand, all to the glory.
And now it is time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled, praise be to God, 7, 9, 10, give me 1 second, here we go, which is entitled, Secure Forever. And my scripture reading for this message is coming from John chapter 10, verse 28. And it says, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. Do you realize that you are eternally secured in your salvation with Jesus? This is because nothing in all creation has the power to take anything out of the omnipotent grip of God, including you. We may have doubts or fears. We may make mistakes and even sin, but we cannot lose our salvation. We simply do not have that power. Once we have truly trusted Jesus as our Savior, we are safe in his hand. It says in John 10, 27 through 30, my sheep hears my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Amen. So this is because along with receiving forgiveness of our sins, we have also received Christ's life. He promised that he would not leave us as orphans, fending for ourselves, but instead he would send us the Holy Spirit to be with us forever. He says in John 14, amen. in John 14 and 10. 14 and 16, I'm sorry. 14 and 16. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. And through the Holy Spirit, who seals us for the day of redemption, in Ephesians 4 and 30, Jesus abides with us and dwells within us to help us live the Christian life. In John 15 and 4 says, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. And also in Galatians 2 and 20, there's not a verse anywhere in Scripture indicating your redemption lasts only for a season. Of course, that isn't a license to sin. Rather, it's a reason to rejoice, to praise God, to walk holy before him, and to obey him out of gratefulness. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, thank you for keeping us secure forever. We rejoice in your awesome provision and love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. Secure forever. No one can ever snatch you from the hands of God. Praise be to God. El Salai, God, my rock. 2 Samuel 22 and 47 says, the Lord lives, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be God, the rock, El Salai, of my salvation. El Salai, I bless your name. You reign over all. You stand strong and tower high like a mountain of rock jutting up from the earth's surface. You are not swayed or moved when storms come. Upon the strength of who you are, I find a firm foundation to build my life. You provide my salvation and stability of my time. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Everybody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. more, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know it's awesome, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on and testify. Awesome.
Awesome.
If you believe it, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and say it. Think about it, Savior of the whole world.
Savior of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes,
I'm healed. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify, you know he's awesome. Say it. Come on and lift your voice and say,
God. El Elyon, I give you praise. I praise you in your sanctuary. I praise you in your mighty expanse. I praise you for your awesome deeds according to your excellent greatness. I praise you with music, songs, and words of admiration. My soul makes it boast in you, El Elyon. I bless your name today, and I will forget none of your benefits. You hold the power in your hand to keep the flames of life's trials from scorching me. You have the power to save. I will not fear what man can do, because you are El Elyon, the Most High God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. Right now at this time, I will play another selection, Bread of Life by Fred Hammond.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word. Say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread, send down some glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a
coming
death. You are the
living
word.
Gentile Redeemer, God with us,
God with us, the living truth, and what a friend we have in you.
This is what we'd like to call you, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you, yeah.
You
were born in a manger, but on a tree you died to save
man. The
tree, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you.
Born,
but on a tree,
you
died to save you.
El Elyon. I see the smoke and begin to tremble when life's troubles surrounds me. Excuse me. Surrounds me, whether in my work, my health, my finances, my family, or even in myself, through anxiety, worries, or fear. Yet you are El Elyon, and you know when even a hair falls from my head. You protected Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they were tossed to their certain death. But that sentence of death became the promise of life as you intervened. Forgive me, El Elyon, for looking only at what I can see, things that seem so certain to harm me physically or emotionally rather than looking at you. Excuse me. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Bring it home.
Heavenly Father, your faithfulness convinces me that nothing can ever separate me from your love. Neither death nor life, neither fear nor worry, not even the powers of hell can separate me from you, because you are faithful. I honor and adore you for the faithfulness you show me even when I am unfaithful to you. I praise you for keeping your covenant of love not only to me, but also to 1,000 generations of those who love you and seek you with all of their hearts, minds, and soul. I praise you, faithful God, for the faithfulness that you revealed in writing and recording your word for my instructions, so that through endurance and encouragement of your scripture, I might have hope. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.
Pray One for Another.
Amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And now I will play 2 selections, and after the selections, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen.
Let me hear the worshiper. Where's all of my praise? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Yeah.
ought to lift your hands and praise him now. He's worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Fill me up, God. flow in my heart and permeate all my soul, all my soul is yours, all my soul, all my soul, all my soul, all my soul is yours.
Amen. Okay. So now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Romans, chapter 12. That's the book of Romans, chapter 12, and we're going to read verses 1 through 9. And I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Amen. That's Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 9. And it says, this is a personal responsibility, a living sacrifice to God. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Because of the privileges and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given us. Just as our bodies have many parts and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body, and we all belong to each other. In his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing the certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tight to what is good. Amen? So you see here in these scriptures in this chapter, so let's look. This is Paul warning Christians, don't copy the behavior and custom of this world that are usually selfish and often corrupting. Wise Christians decide that much worldly behavior is off limits to them, for them. Our refusal to conform to this world's values, however, must go even deeper than just behavior and custom. It must be firmly planted in our minds. Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. It is possible to avoid most worldly customs and still be proud, courteous, selfish, stubborn, and arrogant. Only when the Holy Spirit renews, re-educates, and redirects your mind are we truly transformed. Amen? And so if we look at this list of gifts and imagine the kinds of gifts people who would have each gift, prophets are often bold and articulate. Servers, those in ministry are faithful and loyal. Teachers are clear thinkers, encouragers know how to motivate others. Givers are generous and trusting. Leaders are good organizers and managers. Those who show kindness are caring people who are happy to give their time to others. It would be difficult for one person to embody all these gifts. An assertive prophet would not usually make a good counselor, and a generous giver might fail as a leader. When you identify your own gifts, and this list is far from complete, ask how you can use them to build up God's family. At the same time, realize that your gifts cannot do the work of the church all alone. Be thankful for people whose gifts are completely different from yours. Let your strength balance their weaknesses, and be grateful that their ability makes up for your deficiencies. Together, you can build Christ's church. Amen? So most of us have learned how to be courteous to others, how to speak kindly, avoid hurting their feelings, and appear to take an interest in them. We may even be skilled in pretending to show compassion when we hear of others' seeds, or to become indignant when we learn of injustice. But God calls us to real and genuine love that goes far beyond being hypocritical and polite. Genuine love requires concentration and effort. It means helping others become better people. It demands our time, money, and personal involvement. No individual has the capacity to express love to a whole community, but the body of Christ in your town does. Look for people who need your love, and look for ways you and your fellow believers can love your community for Christ. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Our Father, soothe the anxieties of your children, bringing calm where there is disorder and bureaucracy, where there is burden. Send peace for our distractions. Touch, guide, encourage, and empower us that we may commit ourselves afresh to living the Christian life in a world where there is so much opposition to your purposes. Give us the strength to bear the pettiness of people and to resolve the misunderstandings of incompatibility natures, incompatible natures, excuse me. We know that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is often weak. Rescue us from ourselves and from our sins. Keep us unspotted from the world. As we bring our offerings this evening, may it be not only a duty to discharge, but a privilege to be utilized and enjoyed as we invest in the spreading of God's word to the world. We pray for Jesus' sake. Amen, amen, and amen. When we come to chapter 12 in Romans, we are standing at the watershed of this great letter. There is, in Canada, a place where one can see the great divide, divided, where one is on the roof of the world. From its waters flows in opposite directions. Our text for today is like that. When Paul said, therefore, he looked back at the first 11 chapters of his letter, where he had stressed a systematic theology that presents all of the essential facts about man's relationship to God from a doctrinal standpoint. When Paul said, I beseech you that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, He looked at the practical side of religion, the true test of one's orthodoxy, not what we say we believe, but what we do proves the genuineness of what we say we believe. Unless we put into practice in daily living what we profess to believe, we do not truly believe it. Amen. My text for this message is coming from Romans chapter 12, verse 1, and it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And my title for this message is, Give Yourself in Service. Give yourself in service. Amen. And tonight my message is divided into 3 paragraphs. And my first paragraph is, How is your doctrine? Paul began the Roman letter by clearly outlining man's depraved condition before God. After a few introductory words about himself, the Roman church reputation, his thwarted plans to come to them, and the nature of the gospel he preached, he tackled the sin problem. In the latter part of chapter 1, he dealt with the Gentile world. Although they did not have the Mosaic law, they had a law within their own hearts, which they had violated, failing to live up to the truth they possessed. For that reason, the Gentiles stood as sinners before God. In chapter 2, Paul dealt with the Jewish people who had religious privileges but failed to realize their possibilities. Violating God's law and refusing to live up to the light that had been revealed to them, Paul tried all the strings together. Paul tied all the strings together in chapter 3, climaxing with the great statement that in verse 23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In chapter 4, deals with salvation by faith. Man has always been saved by faith. Even in Old Testament days, it was Abraham's faith that God counted that God counted righteousness. In chapter 5, the glorious results of faith are outlined. And in chapter 6, Paul made clear the obligations of one who has been justified by faith, concluding with the timeless declaration that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Verse 23. In chapter 7, pictures the struggle between the old man and the new man in the life of the believer. Chapter 8 shows the victory that comes to those who are in Christ and the security they enjoy because of his constant presence and unfailing power. Amen. Paul concluded chapter 8 with a glorious statement that nothing is able. In verse 39, says, to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. In chapter 9 through 11, deals with the Jewish people and are, in a sense, a transition between the doctrinal section and the practical section. We should note, however, that God loves Israel and stands ready to receive the Jewish people unto himself when they come to Jesus Christ for salvation. Praise be to God. Paragraph 2, how is your dedication? Notice the expression, a living sacrifice, which Paul used to express his concept of dedication. The people to whom he was writing, Jewish Christians who had accepted Christ on the day of Pentecost, probably made up most of the group, were steeled in the Old Testament scripture. They understood the sacrificial system whereby an animal was slain as an offering to God. Paul suggests that Christians do not bring dead sacrifices to the altar, but rather bring themselves as living sacrifices. Most people despise the word sacrifice. To them, it suggests assertionism, negativism, and narrowness. Paul, however, put the word living in front of it and thus remove the stigma of Jewish law and set forth an innovation someone translated. Put your bodies at Christ's disposal as a living thank offering. Our bodies are to be made available for God's service. He alone knows best how to use them to his glory and to our growth. In this context, the word body means the total person, our heart, our minds and our physical energies should be brought to God for him to use as he sees fit to accomplish his redemptive purpose in the world. Amen. Praise be to God. And number 3, how is your devotion? We will never be any more dedicated to God than the measures of our love for him. Whether we wish it, seek it, or realize it, God loves us. Even when we devote our minds, hearts, and bodies to selfish ends, he still cares deeply for us and make his sun shine on the just and unjust. When we refuse to love God, we are cowardly and selfish. No shame is equal to that of refusing to love the one who loves us so greatly. Stewardship is more than the giving of money. It involves a proper attitude toward our material resources and giving a proper share to God. A person can give without loving. However, a person can never love without giving. What is a revolution would take place in Christian work if God's people would? First of all, love him and then support God's work in this world. When Paul said that the presenting of ourselves to God is our reasonable service, he used a word that can best be translated spiritual. Of course, supporting God is reasonable and rational, but Paul meant even more. We serve God because our spirits are in tune with his spirit. Even as God's spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, Romans 8 and 16. So our spirit testifies by our devotion and dedication that we have been transformed by the Holy Spirit of God. Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord God. So the apostle, having closed the part of his epistle wherein he argues and proves various doctrines which are practically applied, here urges important duties from gospel principles. He entreated the Romans as his brethren in Christ by the mercies of God to present their bodies as a living sacrifice to him. This is a powerful appeal we receive from the Lord every day, the fruits of his mercy. Let us render ourselves all we are, all we have, all we can do. And after all, what return is it for such very rich receivings? It is acceptable to God, a reasonable service, which we are able and ready to give a reason for, and which we understand conversion and sanctifications are the renewing of the mind, a change not of the substance, but of the qualities of the soul. The progress of sanctification, dying to sin more and more, and living to righteousness more and more is the carrying on this renewing work till it is perfected in glory. The great enemy to this renewal is conformity to this world. Take heed of forming plans for happiness as though it lay in the things of this world, which soon pass away. Do not fall in with the customs of those who walk in the lust of the flesh and mind earthly things. The work of the Holy Ghost first begins in the understanding and is carried on to the will, affection, and conversation, till there is a change of the whole man into the likeness of God in knowledge, righteousness, and true holiness. Thus, to be godly is to give up ourselves to God. Pride is a sin in us. By nature, we need to be cautioned and armed against it. All the saints make up one body in Christ, who is the head of the body and the common center of their unity. In the spiritual body, some are fitted for and called to one sort of work, others for other sorts of work. We are to do all the good we can, one to another, and for the common benefit. If we dully thought about the powers we have and how far we fail properly to improve them, it would humble us. But as we must not be proud of our talents, so we must take heed lest under a pretense of humility and self-denial, we are slothful in laying out ourselves for the good of others. We must not say, I am nothing, therefore I will sit still and do nothing. But I am nothing in myself, and therefore I will lay out myself to the utmost in the strength of the grace of Christ. Whatever our gifts or situation may be, let us try to employ ourselves humbly, diligently, and cheerfully, and in simplicity, not seeking our own credit or profit, but the good of many for this world and that which is to come. Praise be to God. And as I bring this message to a close, I just want to say, the work of the Lord waits on two things: men and money, persons and purses. It takes both to do the Lord's work. Someone to go and someone to hold the ropes while the others serve. How we serve, however, goes back to what we believe about Christ, about sin, about salvation, and consequently about service. Paul wrote later in this same chapter about the church being one body in Christ and everyone being a member of the others. He pointed out that since we have gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, we should exercise those gifts in harmony with God's will. How is your doctrine? How is your dedication? How is your devotion? Each of the three is important. Each one builds on the other. But the climax the top ruin of the ladder is our devotion to God based on our love for him. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it is on to me. Give yourself in service. Amen. And if you have not given yourself to Christ, now is the time. Now is the time. And all you have to do is repeat this prayer of faith after me. Father God, I am a sinner. I pray you forgive me for my sins. I thank you for sending your only begotten Son to die on the cross for my sins. Jesus, be my Lord, Savior, and friend. I want to follow you all the days of my life. I pray that your Holy Spirit takes residence in me. All these blessings I ask. In Jesus' name, I pray and believe that it is already done. And let us all say amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Christ died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the body of Christ. And all you have to do is to find yourself a good Bible-based church to further your Christian walk in Christ. Amen. And my benediction is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever." And let us all say amen, amen, and amen. And I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you until we meet again on Tuesday at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer, and at 7 p.m. our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here with us to conduct our lesson in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. So if you would like to join us, please dial in 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone. Be safe and always protect yourself with the help of God. Amen. We love you. We thank you. Shalom and good night.
Kingdom of God. the master say, well done, my faithful servant. Oh yeah, of the time you need no more to sorrow or pain. Tree of life. Rise. Rise.
thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.